This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We'll get earnings this morning from FedEx, which has the largest air cargo fleet in the world and is seen as a good indicator of how the global economy is doing. The company has taken a hit from the European debt crisis and the slowdown in China, forcing it to announce a $1.7 billion restructuring back in October. As Marketplace's David Weinberg tells us, today's report will offer an early indication of how that restructuring is going.
Airline analyst Jonathan Root at Moody's expects FedEx's storyline to sound a lot like it did in the first quarter.
You know, weak on express, better story on ground and freight.
For the company that invented overnight delivery, this is a big shift. The cause of that shift? Customers are willing to wait longer, and companies are cutting costs in their supply chains.
More shippers are looking to ship with a deferred product.
That means shipping takes 2, 3, or 4 days instead of one. Kevin Sterling is a senior vice president with BB&T Capital Markets. He says those deferred shipments are the reason FedEx is making adjustments to its cargo fleet.
So if you're not flying full planes, it really eats into your utilization and your profitability. And that's why we're seeing this change.
And Sterling says the demand for deferred shipping continues to grow.
My sense is this deferred or slower shipment mentality is probably here to stay.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.